This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour of the program, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Right now, the city of Midland, Texas is preparing to attack Arcade City. For those of you just tuning in, Arcade City is the new, more nimble competitor in the ride-sharing marketplace. Of course, the two big companies, the two big players, Uber and Lyft, are out there and they dominate the marketplace, at least in the United States, from what I can tell. They're the only ones you ever hear about. There was one called Sidecar, but they went out of business, from what I understand.
And then there was something with a Z.
I don't know that one. But Arcade City has launched within the last, basically within the last week. Actually, friend of the show, Christopher David, we have had him on as a guest in the past, and I expect we'll have him on again from the upcoming Liberty Forum, which we'll tell you about here in a little bit. But Christopher David was the creator of Arcade City. He wanted to create an app for ride sharing that would actually give more control to the driver and give more, you know, ability to choose to the passengers as well, to decentralize ride-sharing even more. Because Uber and Lyft did amazing stuff. Kudos to them for doing what they've done, which is sort of spearheading the idea of ride-sharing and making it into a popular thing. So I think they deserve a lot of credit for that.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? I just thought of it. You know, you had Napster come out, and it was kind of like a centralized file-sharing service. And then you had BitTorrent, which was even more decentralized.
That's right.
So that
Napster is dead, but BitTorrent is still alive.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, like, maybe Arcade City is kind of like the next generation of kind of these ride sharing services.
I think that's what Christopher David would say about it for sure. That because they're decentralizing it even further. Because if you think about it, Uber and Lyft, they sort of revolutionized the industry. They disrupted, is the more popular term, the business, the old business of transportation, of taxi companies. They came in there and they brought innovation in that connected drivers with passengers via the Uber or Lyft apps. But one of their central points of failure has been the corporate kind of structure that is behind Uber and or Lyft. And so this holiday season, Uber made an announcement. I believe Lyft made the same announcement. Uber made an announcement saying that they were going to lower their rates. They're going to lower the cost per mile of what it costs to take an Uber. And the idea was that this is good for the customers because it's a slow time of year, apparently. You know, they know the statistics. They get to look at the numbers and see when people are riding and when they're not over the last few years they've been in existence. So they know wintertime, it's slower. So we're going to lower our price in hopes that that'll stir up some business. And that seems like a legitimate thing to do. And maybe it is working for them. I don't know what the numbers are like, you know, and we're not privy to that detail. So maybe it's working at a corporate level. But for a lot of the drivers, it was a slap in the face. For a lot of the people who are driving for Uber or Lyft, they're saying, well, you know, we're not being treated right here. You just took away some of our income. And Uber's response was, well, yeah, but you'll get more rides. And they're like, well, you know, we don't necessarily need more rides. We'd rather have fewer rides paying more, obviously. So there's that, you know, balancing act between what the customer wants and then what these drivers want. And ultimately, the corporation, the centralized corporation, is making that decision for the drivers. So if the driver doesn't like it, they can leave. But that's the only other option they have. However, with Arcade City, the drivers will eventually be able to set their own rates. Again, Arcade City is a brand new thing that's just hit the marketplace this week with their app for iPhone and for Android.
So Lazoo's was the other one that I was thinking of, where it was supposed to be this decentralized sort of thing,
yeah,
running on a blockchain, but you had to have their specific altcoin in order to pay for the rides.
Yeah, apparently some of the Lazoo's people are like friendly with Arcade City, so I don't know if anything will ever come out of that, but Lazoo's never really went anywhere from what I could tell. They They created a sort of a proof of concept app that mined an altcoin, which is a competitor to Bitcoin, and it really didn't do anything else. So I'm not too impressed with Lazoos. They don't qualify, in my opinion, because they never actually went to market with an actual working app that would
allow people
to ride.
I thought they did take it to market, but nobody used it.
No, they never got to market with an app that would allow for rideshare. There's an app that allows you to mine their Lazoos.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Because I just went to the website when I was trying to figure out what it was.
Which is a terrible name, by the way, Lazoos. How the hell do you spell that?
I never said it was a good name.
I'm not saying
you
said that it was.
I just told you what it was.
I didn't say you said that it was.
Okay.
I'm making the observation that it's a terrible name because you can't say Lazoos to someone and have anyone have any... I mean, how do you spell Lazoos? I know because I've tried to find out how to go to their website, but the average person wouldn't.
That reminds me of Waze, W-A-Z-E.
That's also not a great name.
You download the Waze app and people are like... Like, how do you spell that? Like, what is that?
That's because in the age of the internet, everything is spelled differently. So, Tinder doesn't have an E. Fiverr has an extra R. Grindr doesn't have an E.
Yeah.
And, Snuggly has an I instead of a Y. And people just spell things weird. And part of it, I think, is because, maybe the spelling you wanted was already taken by somebody, with an app or a domain.
Could be.
So you do have to be a little different to make sure that you're going to show up in the top of the results when people spell your thing the way you spell it.
So why is Arcade City making a splash in the way that it is in Midland, Texas? Arcade City's brand new. There aren't that many. I mean, over the whole country, there's 1,800 or whatever total drivers for Arcade City. That would mean there might be a handful in your area instead of, I think I've heard that there are 1 million Uber drivers or something like that, or have been 1 million Uber drivers. So obviously Arcade City is on the size scale, not as it's not a size competitor to the major players yet. So why is Midland, Texas a place where Arcade City is making headlines? Well, the reason is Uber left. So Uber was operating in Midland. Then Midland proposed these new transportation network company ordinances, which you're starting to see the TNC ordinances and statutes popping up in various different states and localities around the country because, government is sort of a monkey see, monkey do thing. Someone comes up with an ordinance, they enact it, and then other governments around there say, oh, hey, you know what they did over there? We should try that here and get some money out of these guys.
And Colorado, I believe, was the first jurisdiction to create this TNC.
Hmm. Okay.
At the state level.
Then to blame.
And it was actually one of these sort of things to where they were trying to work with Uber of, hey, we don't want to run you off, and we realize that you're not a taxi, you don't fall under the taxi ordinances, but there's got to be something, so
you got to pay us.
This.
We want money out of you. We want you to obey us. That's what this is all about. That's
right.
What these ordinances do. And so Uber didn't get exactly what they wanted out of these transportation network company ordinances. There's another story from MRT.com, the Midland Reporter Telegram, where the vote made by the city council in Midland did provide guidelines for Uber and similar transportation network companies that could come to Midland in the future, such as Lyft. Several pieces of the ordinance were taken from Uber's current business practices. Others were taken from ordinances from cities where Uber already operates successfully. Uber did ask for amendments to the city's ordinance after its first reading, including the ability for rideshare drivers to pick up passengers from the airport, creating a streamlined process for licensing the drivers, and eliminating the need for a secondary background check by the Midland Police Department. The claim here in the story is that the city of Midland met all of those requests. In lieu of an additional background check and in order to streamline the process for licensing drivers, Uber officials said they could provide a list of vehicles and drivers' information electronically on a monthly basis to the police in order for them to cross-check in case of an accident or a crime involving an Uber driver. Uber has since indicated to city officials that this provision, which Uber officials requested, is what is causing them to leave. So Uber ultimately decided they didn't like something about this transportation network ordinance or network company ordinance, and they pulled out of Midland entirely. So Uber was in Midland, Texas, and now they're gone, which explains why it is that Arcade City has made a splash, because what happened was the Uber drivers still want to keep driving people. but they can't drive for Uber anymore. So someone, one of the drivers, found out about Arcade City, passed the word around, and this thing blew up among the drivers. They started promoting it to the riders that they knew, and now the city wants to regulate them. But why is it? Will they be successful? We'll talk about the strategy here. What will the drivers be doing in response?
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
James.
And Daryl.
Coming up, the Liberty Forum kicks off tomorrow. So if you're not yet here in New Hampshire, hopefully you're arriving tomorrow or the next day, because it really kicks into gear on Friday. Tomorrow is a day that you can arrive at your leisure, and if you are here early enough, you can go to Concord for a state house tour with some liberty-oriented state representatives, which you probably don't have any of in your state. We've got a couple dozen of them at least that are real solid liberty reps. And so you'll learn a lot about the political system here in New Hampshire if you're able to make it tomorrow to that event. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com, see the full schedule of what's happening this weekend. Daryl, I believe you and I are going to be appearing on some kind of media panel, like a Be the Media panel
at
some point.
Yeah, Saturday morning, I believe.
Bright and early, Saturday morning, yep. So we'll be up and about. If you're up too late partying, you'll probably miss it. But we'll be there, and there's a lot of different panel discussions and speeches that'll be happening. James, I believe you're going to be attending the Liberty Forum as an attendee this year, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Cool, so look forward to seeing you there, and Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live every single night, starting tomorrow night, so this is our last night for this week in this Keene studio. We're going to be live and on location at the Manchester, New Hampshire Radisson Hotel, the biggest convention space in all of New Hampshire. It's going to be an epic event, because not only is Edward Snowden going to be speaking as the keynote speech on Saturday, but also there are hundreds of liberty-minded people going to be in the same hotel together, and that is just a lot of fun, and it'll give you a taste of the community of liberty-minded activists that we have here in New Hampshire that is only growing every single week as new people move here and decide to get active for liberty, which is what the whole Free State Project concept is all about. Anyway, you can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, but come join us at the Liberty Forum. You cannot buy your tickets online at this point. You do have to buy them at the door, nhlibertyforum.com. I don't know what they cost at the door, but it's worth it to come in and be with these people who could be your neighbors soon if you make the move for the Free State Project. NHLibertyForum.com starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday. We'll look forward to seeing you. Now, we're discussing the situation in Midland, Texas, that is just now starting to develop, with Midland preparing to attack the peaceful Arcade City drivers who have just barely begun to do business in Midland, Texas. They're taking people for rides from point A to point B. They're doing it because Uber left. Uber pulled out of town. They didn't want to deal with the transportation network company regulations or ordinances that were passed by Midland City Council. And so Uber left, and so the Uber drivers decided they were going to join Arcade City because Lyft isn't in town, and Arcade City is a more decentralized ride-sharing organization. But Arcade City isn't really a corporation like Uber or Lyft. It's my understanding that Arcade City did just recently incorporate in Delaware Arcade City LLC. That way they can have a bank account and accept credit card payments or whatever. But it's not like they're Uber or Lyft and they have some sort of corporate structure or any kind of board of directors or even anything like that. It's basically Arcade City's Christopher David and somebody who's programming for him, and there's another guy who's helping him run the data, like enter data entry. I mean, it's a pretty bare-bones operation at this point. And so Christopher David's viewpoint on following these transportation network company ordinances is, hey, corporate Arcade City, the top level, whatever you want to call it, Arcade City LLC, we're not doing anything. They're not going into Midland with a team of lawyers and is going to try to jump through these ordinances. They're not going to do it. He does say that if the local drivers would like to incorporate, if the local drivers would like to go ahead and pay the what apparently is a $3,000 fee to become a transportation network company in Midland, if they want to jump through these arbitrary hoops that the government has put up, then they are free to do that. It's a pretty decentralized organization, so he wouldn't tell you, no, you can't do that. He's just saying that, no, we're not going to do it at the corporate level. And that, I think, is going to make the Midland, Texas people very, very angry. The Midland City Council is not going to be happy about this, because ultimately, they're going to want to focus on the corporate Arcade City, because the government wants to go to what they consider to be the leader in any situation, whether it's a protest or whether it's a company that's, you know, the government is saying is violating their rules. The government wants to focus in on whoever it is that they perceive of as the boss. And so they're going to say, well, you guys are just drivers, so we're going to focus in on Arcade City Corporate and try to, you know, hang them upside down and shake $3,000 out of their pants pockets.
Yeah, going back to the earlier example, I mean, the government was able to shut down Napster because, you know, this central authority or whatever.
Because they could target the company.
That's right. So that's kind of, I guess, one weakness is, you know, if the government's going to be targeting, I don't know, Arcade City Corporate or whatever, you know, they could, I guess, file lawsuits or whatever.
What could they do, though? I mean, I guess they could sue
them. There's a corporate structure, so we're suing the CEO because you are responsible.
Well, you know, one thing I would say is, like, well, like, okay, if people download the app and they're using it in your area, like, how am I responsible for that? Like,
well, this will make an interesting situation, won't it? When, because they're going to do something. Because the drivers are out there driving. The drivers are saying, well, we're just accepting donations, so we don't believe that we are required to jump through these arbitrary hoops. The city's saying, well, yes, you are required. But let me give you a little bit about those hoops. We'll tell you, I've got the proposed ordinance pulled up here. I actually tried to pull up the actual ordinances from the Municode website, which is a commonly used legal structure kind of site that has ordinances for various different cities. And the Muni Code has not been updated for Midland, Texas since last year. So the new ordinances that went into effect this year, which include the transportation network ordinances, are not actually in there. So I'm going to have to go by what the proposed ordinances were from one of their city council meetings and presume that that's what was passed. But let's go first to Pete listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, and I'll read these ordinances, and you can tell me if you could possibly jump through these hoops as an independent operator of, you know, somebody who wants to drive someone places. Go ahead, Pete. You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to critique something I heard on the podcast just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, go for it. We're not doing a podcast, though. We're a live radio show, and the show is available as a podcast. So were you listening live, or were you listening to the podcast?
No, I was listening to a podcast, and this was from a few nights ago.
Got it.
I believe the caller was Brian, and he usually calls and talks about things about. Anyway, I don't. The issue was rights and do they exist? And I heard you in, and you've said this before that rights don't exist. That they're an idea that you support.
That's correct.
Which, yeah, I mean, I agree, but I think they do exist. Just because they're not tangible doesn't mean that they don't exist.
Well, I tend to think that the term exist means something that's generally tangible that you can identify with some sort of evidence for its existence. But if you want to say that exist would include things that are ethereal or whatever, then I suppose you could define it that way.
Yeah, that was the issue. It just seemed like, you know, like gravity exists. It's not tangible. Bitcoin exists. It's not tangible.
Well, gravity you can observe the effects of. Bitcoin you can observe the effects of. But rights are just an idea, right? If you want to continue your comments, I would love to hear from more of what you have to say here, Pete. And, of course, have the panel weigh in on the idea of rights. Do they exist? It's Free Talk Live.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue talking about rights, as well as come back to the discussion of Arcade City being targeted by Midland, Texas. It's already begun, where these governments are going after innovators in the ride-sharing space. We'll get back into that, but first, Daryl.
I have been using Super Beets to help maintain heart health. It's a superfood powder. I mix it in with a smoothie, and it has absolutely no taste. You cannot taste beets. And that's one of the amazing things about Super Beets, is it's designed to not have a beet taste. Now, beets are rich in nitrates, and that helps muscles use oxygen more efficiently. And Super Beets are specially grown, non-GMO, and are protected by a patented drying process, which is also the secret to how good it tastes. And again, there is no taste, or at least none that I've seen, because I'm mixing it in with a smoothie, and then I get a burst of energy about 20 minutes later, and I love the way that I feel, and you'll feel it too. So call 800-951-8940 or go to ftlbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also, receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. 800-951-8940, ftlbeat.com, 800-951-8940, or ftlbeat.com.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Pete. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina, calling in reference to a discussion we've had, you know, off and on over the years here on Free Talk Live about rights. And I have said that I don't believe that rights exist, but I love the idea. And so I support the idea of rights. And you were saying that rights do exist, even though they are just an idea. And you gave a couple of other examples of things like Bitcoin, for instance. And that wasn't a really good, I think, comparison, because Bitcoin is, there's evidence of Bitcoin. You can see Bitcoin's evidence in that you can look at the code for Bitcoin, for instance. You can look at the transactions for Bitcoin. You know, there's evidence that Bitcoin leaves your Bitcoin wallet when you spend it or receive it, it comes into your wallet. Whereas with rights, you can't really point to anything that proves that rights exist or shows that rights exist in some sort of ether or whatever. It's just an idea, and it's a darn good idea, but I don't think they exist. But let's go around the table here and see what you guys think. James, rights.
It's like one of those questions is very hard. I would say they should exist. I mean, you should say that people have certain rights, like they have the right, I would just say, like, you know, right to life, liberty, and property.
Well, they should be inalienable. They should exist, and they should be inalienable. That's the concept of the right, that it can't be taken from you, but yet they are taken from you by these government agents who will just, you know, do whatever they want to do.
I mean, I guess I would agree, like, in the strictest sense, they obviously don't exist, because they're violated all the time by random people and these things called governments. So I guess, you know, all evidence is they don't exist.
Mm. All right. Derek?
I would say that rights do exist, but people don't necessarily recognize them, especially governments. So we could argue all day long of whether, you know, like, you have a certain thing if you don't, you know, physically possess it, if a certain thing exists, if you can't touch it. So does time exist? You can't touch time.
It's an idea.
Right. So, again, you know, it goes back to the discussion of, if you say that something that you cannot touch or taste does not exist, then there's a whole list of things that don't exist.
Mm, that's true.
But I would say that they do exist in sort of that metaphysical, sort of, you know, non-tangible element
in
of
that they have no effect
life.
Whatsoever on things.
What's that?
In that they have no effect whatsoever. Because if they actually did exist and could have, and have an effect on things, then whenever someone tried to violate your rights, they would bounce back against an invisible shield. Ah, there's the rights are in my way. I cannot violate them.
I guess another problem would be, you know, we all have different ideas of what rights should be, right? But, I mean, we can all three of us could take an object and drop it, and it's going to always fall at the same speed, no matter which one of us drops it.
Right. Pete did give gravity as another example of something that doesn't exist. But yes, gravity is observable in that way, and odds are good you can't break those observable rules. But go ahead, Pete. What are your thoughts?
Well, I kind of agree with Daryl, and that was my argument, was that rights do exist, but governments sometimes do not recognize them.
But I would say most of the time.
Obviously, most of the time. That's obvious. But, yeah, they do exist, but the problem is getting governments to recognize them, and, you know, that's an issue. But that's my position, is that they do exist, and that's just basically what I was
thank you, Pete.
About.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thanks for the call.
So one thing you could say, like, do they exist or do they not? Like, let's say in the absence of external forces, like, let's say I place you, Ian, on an island, you know, do you have the right to say whatever you want? Do you have the right to, I don't know, acquire things and, you know, improve your life?
Well, if I'm alone on the island, then, you know, the idea of rights is something that helps humans interact with one another. It helps humans respect one another. And you know, it moves society forward in that way. It doesn't rights are created, I think, to allow people to better get along. So if you don't have any other people to get along with, then the idea of rights is essentially moot. I mean, you have the natural right at that point to do anything. anything you want, so long as a tiger on the island doesn't swipe your guts out or something like that, or a bear doesn't eat you or whatever. You would have the right to live how you want. You can do anything at all. Property would be not even a concept there either, because there would be nothing to... No one else would be able to claim property because there's no one else on the island.
Hmm.
So again, these are good ideas. Property, rights, great ideas. And they're ideas that help human beings have better societies and have more peace among people.
Well, I think that, you know, what I would advocate for is, you know, we don't necessarily know the best way to organize society, but we should be free to try it out. You
for
know
sure.
what I mean?
And rights allow that freedom of experimentation so long as you're not violating other people's rights. Now, the government, of course, regularly violates your rights, and one of those rights is the right to make a living for yourself by consensually interacting with other human beings, which is what the drivers for Arcade City are trying to do in Midland, Texas right now. But the city is saying, you Arcade City folks, you need to have a transportation network company registered with the city. And by the way, in New Hampshire, they're proposing these transportation network companies, which I'm not happy about. But that's just the way things go. Governments regulate. And we don't have enough liberty activists here to stop this necessarily, although it hasn't passed yet. So we're not sure how this is going to pan out. But I believe the proposal on the table for New Hampshire is $3,000 or $5,000 for the entire state.
I forget. I can pull that up.
It's something like that. It's somewhere in that range. This is just one city. Midland, Texas wants $3,000 just to operate a transportation network company in the city limits. The first part of the ordinance, according to the city's own minutes from one of their meetings in November, would require the $3,000, would reimburse the city for administrative costs. So the city's claiming that it costs us $3,000 to just administrate this TNC program.
What? I guess I would ask, what exactly is this, like these permits, like what am I buying?
You're buying the ability to not get pulled over and charged $500 per ticket.
So in New Hampshire, the proposal is $5,000 to the Department of Safety, I believe.
It's a protection racket, James. That's all this is. And that's what all government licensing is. You're buying the ability for the government to mostly leave you alone and let you do your business, so long as you pay the arbitrary fee. But it's not just a fee. The company will also be required to provide the names of drivers, proof of proper insurance, share how they charge customers, and share their drug and alcohol abuse prevention program. Oh, yeah, and the $3,000 permit fee is due annually. We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts on the regulation. You know, what would you do if you were in the shoes of Arcade City here, and what will the Arcade City drivers in Midland, Texas do about this? It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you do that. Also, a great way to directly support the show is through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a great way for you to help Free Talk Live for $5 a month. Help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So please, become an amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP as in advertise, market, and promote. Amp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, James, and Daryl in the studio here. We can talk more about the crackdown, or what will likely be some sort of coming crackdown in Midland, Texas, against the Arcade City is kind of getting a real foothold in Midland. And so, of course, they're being targeted by the government. We'll explain that here a little bit more. But also, Charlie is on the line first, listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys. I'd like to offer what I consider to be a tangible proof of rights. It's called Miranda v. Arizona, which was decided by the Supreme Court. And the fact that many people were released because the guidelines were not followed, and that you will not find any law enforcement officer anywhere that does not adhere to them, would prove a right.
You're referring to the Miranda case that established Miranda, these so-called Miranda rights that police are supposed to read to suspects after they are, or before they are questioned, usually after an arrest.
Right, they do, and they're called the Miranda rights. That was decided, that case happened in Arizona.
Well, but the problem, though, Charlie, is that's not evidence of rights. That's just evidence of a court and their opinion about rights, which has changed over the years. So now, even though the first line in Miranda is that you have the right to remain silent, there has been a Supreme Court decision within the last, what was it, year or so, that had determined that even though that you supposedly have a right to remain silent, you now have to speak to the police to tell them that you're exercising your right to remain silent. So the whole idea of the right to remain silent has already been turned upon its head. And further, a lot of people don't understand the Miranda rights. Those are more about your the way the police are supposed to interact with you rather than your human rights. So it's kind of a different concept of rights in the first place. But further than that, when the police don't read it to you, that doesn't mean they've broken the law. It just simply means that they haven't read them because maybe they haven't questioned you yet. So in the movies, you always see the police read people their Miranda rights right at the time that they're putting the handcuffs on them. In reality, if the police don't read you your Miranda rights at that time, that's not necessarily illegal. When they're supposed to read Miranda rights is before they question you. So if
they
the police start
lie too.
That's true as well. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Charlie, good call.
I just researched the case because I live here. But,
thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So rest assured, you do have no obligation to speak to the police. This isn't legal advice. That's just my understanding. But ultimately, if you don't tell them that you are using your right to remain silent, apparently they can actually use your silence as evidence against you in court. So look out for that one.
Yeah, and we know somebody that chose to exercise her right to remain silent but did not verbalize, and they charged her with, what was it, obstruction?
Obstruction. So back to Midland, Texas, where Arcade City drivers are getting rolling. They're on the roads. They've got customers because Uber left town. So now Arcade City, this new decentralized ride-sharing app, is the only game in town for ride-sharing, and they don't have $3,000 to pay for the permit that they would need in order to legally pick up fares in town. There's a $3,000 fee. It's once a year. And the fine, if you don't pay the fee, so if you're driving around as an Arcade City driver in Midland, Texas, and you get pulled over, and the police are able to determine that you are driving for Arcade City or some other transportation company without a permit, that's a $500 fine. So if they pick you up again, another $500, another $500 after that. The Portsmouth, New Hampshire police pulled over Uber Grandma four times. She's facing $3,500 in fines for that and is going to court, I believe, sometime in March or late this month. I need to get the court date on that because I know Christopher David from Arcade City did mention that she's going to court and she's going to a jury trial in this particular case, which I'm very excited about.
Because they charged her with Class A misdemeanors?
I'm surprised by that, but that's just what I've heard, that she's facing a jury, which they would have to have charged her with a misdemeanor, but that doesn't make sense because town ordinances can't be misdemeanors, from what I understand. So I'm not really sure what that means. But we'll learn more. We'll learn more about that over time.
I wonder if because it's over a certain amount of money.
Because it's civil? Because they're civil penalties, maybe?
I don't know. Generally, violations would be criminal.
Generally, they are. But if it's the money that's involved, maybe that's why it's like a civil case or something. I don't know. We'll have to find out more about that. That's just what I've heard. I don't know if it's true. We'll be talking to Christopher David live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum coming up this week. I know for a fact he's going to be there, and I've already told him I want to get him on the show to talk about Arcade City. But really the question is, what is going to happen in Midland? Because this is the first test market, basically, for Arcade City. It's the first place they've really made a splash in the media. The government is aware that they exist, and they're now investigating to try to extract money from them. They want to extract money. They want to extract obedience. But one of the things that the government is demanding here from Arcade City, and in this case the drivers, because Arcade City corporate isn't going to do anything to jump through their hoops. They say that if the local drivers want to jump through the hoops, they can. But in order to do that, the local drivers would have to share the names of their drivers, which they wouldn't necessarily know. Because Arcade City, you know, that's Arcade City's database. The local drivers, the individual drivers, don't necessarily know who all the drivers are in the area. Proof of proper insurance, well, they could prove it for their individual self, but they couldn't necessarily prove it for the other drivers. And usually this proper insurance means commercial insurance. They don't mention that here. But usually that means commercial insurance in order to have rideshare coverage, which would be also prohibitively expensive for some people. And then share how they charge their customers and share their drug and alcohol abuse prevention program. Well, what if they don't have one? Because there's no obligation to have that for Arcade
right.
City. So, in fact, I don't think Uber has that either. Not that I know of. So how do they jump through that hoop? What I'm saying here is I don't think that even if the Arcade City drivers want to jump through these hoops, that they could do it. And so that is going to leave them in the similar place as the Uber drivers in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where if you want to keep giving rides to people, you're going to be violating the city ordinance and risking $500 fines. So I think the best thing they could possibly do is go on with a campaign of civil disobedience, but also smart civil disobedience. Just because you're committing civil disobedience doesn't mean you have to do it in the on the front lines, if you will. You can still disobey without announcing it, I don't think, in advance. And so if you're driving someone somewhere, then just let that person know that, you know, not to talk to the police if you get pulled over. Look, I'll handle this. And then when you get pulled over, you don't answer the police questions. You don't say, oh, yeah, I'm driving this for Arcade City. This is my passenger. You don't tell the police that stuff because then they're going to write you a ticket. So if you just let the police pull you over for whatever reason they've pulled you over, oh, your headlight's out or whatever, then you say, okay, well, thank you, officer. Have a nice day. Maybe you get a speeding ticket or whatever the reason was they were pulling you over, but you don't get the ride-sharing ticket in that case because the police would have to know that you were providing ride-sharing. Now, of course, they could do a sting operation
on you.
Yeah,
I was just thinking, like, they're probably going to be like, we need to, you know, have agents crack down on this, and we're going to, you know...
They might. It might go to that level.
We're going to go out there and download the app and schedule rides, and, you know, it's just ridiculous.
So it will be interesting to see how far the city pushes this and what the drivers do. We'll keep you informed as we learn more. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Love hearing ministers advise you not to tell the truth, nothing else but the truth, so help you God. But then,
No, I actually advise not answering police questions. That's different from not telling the
whole truth and nothing but the truth. You're right. It's different than telling the whole
Only a sucker would tell the police the truth when they ask them questions if the truth would lead them into a jail cell.
And only somebody that calls himself Minister Freeman would advise people not to tell the truth.
Well, it's not legal advice. Thanks for the call tonight. And I don't think there's anything wrong with lying to someone who's threatening your life.
Well, here's the thing. If you don't tell the whole truth to the government, it's better not to talk to them at all because,
that's right.
You know, if it comes out like, you know, it wasn't the whole truth or something, maybe you thought it was the whole truth. You still can get in trouble.
I'm exercising my right to remain silent.
Exactly. We'll see you tomorrow night online between now and then. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, Daryl's got some websites like darylwperry.com, his campaign website for his presidential campaign. See you tomorrow. From Liberty Forum.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.